So he was talking to us about the weather as well, which obviously is going to be a concern to a lot of folks that are into winter activities. One of them is on the line right now because he's going to be at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in a matter of days. Conservation Director with Aurora Bassmasters, our good friend Will Wegman. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are your spirits with the group at the Ice Fishing Expo with this crazy weather?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's all sort of playing into exactly the kind of scenario we want. You know, hints of ice, snow on the ground, cold, early cold weather. It's getting everyone excited. And the traffic on our website, I mean, we've sold more online tickets than we ever have. We're experimenting this year, Angelo, with what we call a VIP breakfast with the pros. So something I don't know if any other outdoor show has ever tried, but we want it to become more in concert with our public that comes into the show, especially the real keen diehard ice anglers that want to have some one-on-one with our seminar speakers. So we're trying this breakfast with the pros, and for $25 on Sunday morning, they get a hot buffet breakfast. They get to mingle with all the pros like Gord Pieser and, you know, Big Jim McLaughlin, Dave Chong, and all the others, and, you know, ask them questions, whatever, have a nice breakfast. Then they get early entry into the show, so their ticket is included. They get a chance at a draw that's only available to them for a portable HT ice hut.
Nice.
And a tackle pack. So that's almost sold out. So things are looking really good.
Nice. And that breakfast is on the 15th of December, I believe, right?
Right, on the Sunday. Yeah, on the Sunday morning, beginning at 8 o'clock.
And how do they get that? They go online and buy this VIP package?
Exactly, yeah. So the only way to purchase it, because there's only limited tickets available, we're just selling 50 of them. We want it to be kind of an intimate affair. So there's tickets available on the website only, and it's an easy purchase, all secure, available on icefishingexpo.com.
Cool. All right. Yes. Talk to me about the show itself. I want to get a better sense and a feel for what the folks are going to see once they get there, Will.
Yeah, so it's a new venue. It's interesting. It's part of Georgian College, just off of Highway 11 there in Barrie. It's a big building that they've reserved for venues such as ours. And we've got over 50 vendors that range from several tackle shops, so there'll be all kinds of price wars going on, I'm sure, with the latest ice fishing gear. There'll be some manufacturers there. There'll be specialty shops like our buddy Jack and Radio World. So we're going to see some of the amazing new units that they've got on display. One of our speakers, Jerry Heels, is just a guru with electronics. So his talk is kind of different than anyone else's. He doesn't plaster you with a whole bunch of slides like the rest of us. He has a really good Q&A interaction with the guests that have all kinds of questions about how they can maximize their electronics, read them properly. And it's always a really interesting a half hour listening to Jerry and the crowd interact about electronics.
I am so glad you brought that up. I just spent a week with the folks at Garmin in Kansas City, and I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, we're all really quick in going out and buying all this new technology, and whether we mount it on the boat or you use it as a portable unit ice fishing, we're all so quick to buy it, and all we want to do is just turn it on and go out and fish with it. And never really learn how to use the unit properly. And, you know, the thing that I did this week down at Garmin was to basically brush up on all the stuff that I didn't make time for when I got the new units in last year.
Yeah.
And it's so important, and more so for ice anglers than it is for any other form of angling. Because now with the new technology available, things like LiveScope, for example, It has completely changed the ice fishing game totally. You drill one hole, you drop this down, you turn it around, you look 360 degrees, and then you say yay or nay, because you can see fish 100 feet away under the ice,
yeah.
100 feet away to your left, your right, your front, the back, and you go and drill right on top of them. Like,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Could you imagine if we were talking about that perhaps happening even like 5 years ago?
No.
People would laugh.
Yes.
And here it is.
It's here. And it is absolutely incredible technology that folks need to get, come to shows like yours and really dig down and drill into the knowledge that's there. You just need to make the time for it. And you go out armed with this stuff and your fishing changes completely. Completely.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's exciting.
I think, unfortunately, I'm slow to catch on to that too and really want to learn. And maybe it's an age thing. But I see these, like, 20 to 30-year-old anglers, and they just gobble this stuff up and they learn so quickly. And like you were saying, there's still things with my electronics that I haven't figured out. It's a learning curve, and you have to have a real willingness to learn. But I think it makes it a lot easier at these seminars to do just that.
It's a great place to do that for sure, because some of us can pick stuff up just by reading and seeing images. Others need the spoken word to sort of hammer points home. You said something there that kind of resonated with me about the age thing. And I'm not about to throw in the towel and say that as you get older, you cannot pick up this technology. But I want to set a scenario for you that took place this week. So at one point, you had Chris Johnson, who you know very well, sitting in the middle of myself and Jimmy Houston.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
and
wow.
we were talking about the absolute latest technology in side scanning that Garmin was working with. And both Jimmy, I wish there had been a camera on us, because both of us were like a deer staring into the headlights when this guy was talking about it. And Chris, not only is he absorbing it, he's challenging the speaker with questions on, but will it do this and that? And I, at one point, we both looked at each other. Jimmy and I looked at each other, oh, boy.
And Jimmy made that famous giggle.
Oh yeah!
All I know is turning it on and pressing this button,
exactly,
and that works.
Exactly. But anyways, it's great stuff, and what a great venue to share it with at the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo coming up on the 14th and 15th. And by the way, you mentioned all those other wonderful pros and experts in ice fishing, but you missed the biggest one of all that they can get a chance to spend some time with, and that's you, my friend. That's you. I want to let people know that Will Wegman will be there for the entire show, and go in and say hello to him, and he'll get you all set up. Will, I got to let you go, my friend. Always a pleasure talking to you, and wish you nothing but the best next weekend, man.
Thanks, Angelo. And just a quick note, I know Stephen is coming with a friend, but by all means, if you want to come down, we've got two tickets waiting for you. And you'll be a special guest for sure if you decide you want to pop in.
There you go. Yeah, I might surprise you, my friend.
That'd be wonderful.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Angelo.
Will Wegman, Conservation Director with Aurora Bassmasters, and, of course, one of the organizers for the Great Canadian Ice Fishing Expo taking place December 14th and 15th. You don't want to miss it. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.